Scott Robinson, and I'm the president of FarmLink, and we're based in Kansas City. I've been with the company for about 4 years now. First, I was helping the owners develop some strategies as an independent, and then I came on board as the president about 2.5 years ago.
Scott, why don't you start by telling us just about FarmLink, what the company is, what you do?
FarmLink is a benchmarking service in agriculture, specifically for corn, wheat, and soybeans in the United States. And it's a really unique service because what it does is it allows us to compare fields across the entire United States to benchmark performance at a very detailed level, which we call microfields. It originally started as a combine leasing company. Machinery Link was the parent, and over the last 4 years, as I said, I've been working with Ron LeMay. We've built some new capabilities. FarmLink specifically is one of them to do this benchmarking. What we've been able to do over the last 4 years is develop an amazing database of about over 500 million microfields across 26 states, which gives us profiles of performance pretty much across every grain-growing region. And we then correlate that with a lot of other data, what we call non-variable input sun, water, soil, that allow us to profile these microfields that are about 150 square feet each. The reason that they're 150 square feet is because our combine collection is done on a captive fleet of about 200 combines, and the combine cutting head is about 30 feet wide. It travels at about 3.5 miles an hour, and we collect data every second. And so that gives us that footprint of 150 by 5 feet, essentially. That data is then used to correlate across the other 67 billion microfields that we've developed in the United States, which is represents all corn, wheat, and soybeans.
Well, at Commodity Classic, you were there and talking to people about a true harvest benchmark and about how corn and soybean farmers in our country could boost production by as much as $11 billion. Tell us about that specifically.
Yeah, what we did is based on our data, we've been able to run a series of analysis that if farmers increase their performance up to the 75th percentile on average for corn and soybeans, that's how much money is on the table today just from that performance improvement. And so we baseline people at that 50%, and if you could actually build it up to that 75th percentile, that would be the number that you'd get.
So tell us, how does True Harvest work? How can farmers use it?
It's really an interesting product because, you know, first of all, we're independent of any input companies. We're a completely independent firm that works for the farmer to help the farmer identify areas of potential improvement on their farm itself. And we do that at a farm field zone and microfield level. The other thing that's important to understand is to do the benchmarking, we don't need data from the farmer. Because the way this works is we basically correlate back the sun, soil, water variables to like fields, and those tend to be thousands or millions of correlations, and then we post yields from the fields we do know that give us a range of performance. That range of performance is essentially farmer practices, so a farmer can then tell where he can improve his practices or where his practices are already, in a sense, at the top of their game. And as you probably know, in a 100-acre field, you can have, you know, a huge variation in yield because of topography, soil type, moisture, and things. And so what we do is we allow a farmer to really get in and understand where those areas of performance are most viable to go after, and from a financial viability as well. The other thing that's important to note about the benchmarking is the data is used for our farmers purely. We do not sell data to anyone else outside, whether those are grain trading firms, whether those are asset managers, landlords, and others. Everything we do is really to benefit the farmer's own production on his fields, and it's completely secure, and our data is only used for that farmer in those specific fields that we're actually working with on benchmarking.
Farmers then would buy the True Harvest benchmark, and when they buy that, how do they go about that, and what do they actually get when they purchase it?
First of all, I'll talk a bit about pricing. If a farmer were to sign up in the program, they would get charged one bushel of corn per acre for corn and about a third for soybeans. So to put it in context, if you're an average 166 bushel corn farmer, our service would cost essentially one bushel. So it would only take from 166 to 167 bushels to be able to really pay for our service. So we think, number one, that it's priced very effectively, and the fact that we're doing a crop sharing also puts us in alignment with the farmer. We're willing to take that crop risk on our payment. The other thing that is included in the package, which is in that pricing but optional, is I can benchmark a farm. And then if you choose to actually do a gap analysis in the year, we will put our proprietary technology on your combine for you free of charge and then run that gap analysis so you can actually look at your performance at a very detailed level, microfield, zone, or field level, and then compare how you do year on year out. And so that's also part of the service if you elect to do it. You do not have to have our technology on your combine to actually do the benchmark itself. For the first year, what we're doing is we're offering any farmer for corn, wheat, and soybeans in the U.S., we're offering free of charge benchmarking at the field level and showing them the 95th percentile number at any field that they put in the system. Once the farmer puts their coordinates into the system or has us do that, it locks those coordinates for them so that other people can't actually benchmark that land.
So you actually do help the farmers figure out this data because, everything it has a learning curve, so it seems like this would require a little bit of help to set up and learn how to do.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, though. If you go to our website, farmlink.com, and look at the video, it explains how this works. And there is a lot of data. We manage a tremendous amount of data, our own data. If you put it into context, if we have 500 million microfields we're managing today, a 100-acre piece of land would have 29,000 microfields. So it is a lot of data, plus all of the data we use and the historical data around soils, moisture, as well as other variables. And so the data management is actually fairly complex behind the scenes, but because we have such a big data set, we've been able to do this correlation out to farmers' fields in a very simple manner. And so once those coordinates are in, which are GPS coordinates essentially, then it's very simple to do the analysis. And a farmer can drill down from looking at a portfolio of fields. So suppose they had 100 fields. They can go and look at how each one of those performs. They can then drill into each one of those and look at the characteristics of performance at a zone and microzone level. In the future, we're also coming out with new products that we think are going to be really helpful for the farmer. One of the products we're working on right now is an optimization engine. That optimization engine will allow a farmer to select different seed types and quantity of fertilizer, and we'll be doing other variable inputs in the future, but it's a tool that allows them to actually select, for example, I want 3 seed companies, no more than 2 seeds per field, and these types of fertilizer, and it will run an optimization across all their fields and zones and give them the most cost-effective optimization. That is independent of any seed company, fertilizer company, or anything. It's really a tool that allows the farmer to make the best selection, much like Kayak does for people making reservations on airplanes. In the future, on top of that, we'll also be doing work around real-time weather alerts on the fields, as well as visualization that we're planning and doing some pilots on.
Well, you had a chance to talk to farmers literally from all over the country who would find this tool useful. What kind of feedback did you get from farmers at Commodity Classic?
Really positive. We met with a lot of folks, and once they understand that they're not required to give us their data to actually do an analysis over time on their farm, that we're actually benchmarking across the industry, they really like the value proposition. They also find our independence to be very important, right? We work for the farmer. We're not trying to sell, other products to the farmer as a result of our benchmarks. We're really there to help the farmer increase his performance. So you think about it, it's really agronomic benchmarking is what we're doing, but it's for that farmer himself.
So the bottom line goal is to help farmers increase yield, and what farmer doesn't want to do that, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're helping a farmer identify where he should go find yield in a cost-effective manner and other areas where he's doing great, right? And a great example of that would be you might have a place on your field that has 80 bushels and you're at the 95th percentile. But if you don't know that, you might spend time and money on that. You might have other parts of your field that are 135 bushels, but they're in the 50th percentile. They could be much greater. And so, again, it allows a farmer to very quickly dial in where they focus their energy on changing their farming practices. And then they can measure it at the end of the year to see how they did so they can continually improve year on year. One other thing we found that people like about this approach is it allows them to look at the entire set of fields in a portfolio, so to speak, so that they can balance where they want the performance to be so that it's sustainable, right? they don't all want to just be 95th percentile. What you want to do is make sure that you have a sustainable set of fields with the right types of inputs and the right amount of inputs, so that year on year you're actually achieving the goals you're set out, you know, you set out in your plan.
Right. So it also should ultimately be able to save them money. This should be just should have a good return on investment and also be good for the environment, right?
Absolutely. Both of those are really critical factors, and we do get a lot of feedback at Commodity Classic around those things, really making sure that a farmer's making best use of their capital on the farm and that it is sustainable.
If a farmer wants to learn more, what should they do?
They should go to farmlink.com and take a look through the website, see our demo, and then there's information on how they can sign up for their free trial, and then we'll have salespeople get in contact with them so that they can guide them through the process.
So basically, this is something they can just get right online. It's not something that they would have to go somewhere and buy.
Oh, no, absolutely. It can do it online, and then we can, you know, either call them or have someone sent out to meet with them. But we're really trying to make this easy for the farmer, right? We know they have a lot to do. It's very busy all the time for people, and so we're trying to make sure that we've developed a platform here for benchmarking that is really, really straightforward to use and has a big impact for the farmer.
And now is the time when they're preparing for planting that they should start using this tool, because then they can use it throughout the growing season, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great time of year to start looking at this and seeing how your fields perform. And as I said, we have some products during the growing season that we're coming out with, which we think are going to be really useful as well. So. As we evolve, we think that we will have a platform of products that's based around benchmarking that a farm will be able to use year-round to help increase performance.
All right, excellent. Scott, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, the team's super excited. We've spent, 4 years getting to this point, and my investors have been terrific in providing the capital to do something that's really unique in the industry. So we're just all super excited for the rollout of this over the next several months. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Scott.